really been a Jekyll and Hyde week, a Jekyll and Hyde season for a team that has championship aspirations. And, you know, I'm feeling pretty good. I like that Sean Manaea came back today and for the most part was great. I mean, seven strikeouts. I think it was the right move to keep him in. Diaz, you're not going to throw Diaz. He's got the All-Star game. He pitched two innings yesterday. You weren't going to throw Reed Garrett a third straight day. And then if Ryan Stanek blows it, you're complaining that they put Ryan Stanek in. So I like Manaea coming back. Senga looked good coming back. Again, putting himself in a bad spot, but getting out of it, which was the story of his first half before he got hurt as well. A guy who probably should be on the All-Star team over Mizorowski, part of that Brewers team, who you're right. You look at the standings out of nowhere. They're ahead of the Mets. Like, you never thought that would happen. And here we are. And listen, I think the first day back here, you're feeling good because – I think they call up Alvarez Friday. You get Raley back finally. Brooks Raley, who they've needed. I think they're going to make a move here as well this week. So I do think there are good things coming. But yeah, it's a little frustrating, this bottom of the order. You're seeing teams like, you see what the Royals did today with the bottom of the order and some of their worst players coming up in big spots with big hits from Lofton and Rave. And you got a guy like Furman, who I think the Mets should be going after. Like, you're seeing these bottom of the order hitters contribute for the other teams, and the Mets are getting nothing. Like, Tyrone Taylor has been a liability at the plate. Torrens and Sanger have been liabilities at the plate. Beatty's been, again, Jekyll and Hyde, just like season. Same with Vientos. So I got to see more consistency, and I got to see something from these guys, because you got a lot of guys at same positions, and a couple of them are going to be sent packing here in the next few weeks and going to other teams. So I think there's a lot of room for growth, but they need help. And this is a legacy deadline coming for David Stearns.
Yeah, you can't have a, and this wasn't his fault, but you can't have a 2022 repeat. You know, Tyler Naquins or Darren Ruffs or Daniel Vogelbachs, or.
Didn't they trade four prospects for Tyler Naquin too? It was like three or four, I think.
Naquin, I remember it being a pretty small deal. It was Darren Ruff that they traded three, four guys for, and that really didn't work. He got that one hit in a game that they lost, and that was it for a year and a half. But it's going to be a huge deadline. But to your point about the offense, honestly, that's my biggest sticking point, I think, just because it was built to be a lot better than this. And right now it really feels like if the Fab Four, as Steve Cohen called them earlier in the week, if three or all of those guys are not hitting all at the same time, this lineup has a very tiny chance to score runs. And you looked at it on Sunday, even, you know, the bottom of the order, which has largely been a massive black hole, actually got five hits, but they scored two runs, and those two runs came at the very, very end of the game. For a while, it looked like they were going to get shut out, and they lost anyways. And that's in large part because, you know, you had Nimmo, Lindor, and Soto combined to go 1-for-12 with five strikeouts, and Pete Alonso went 0-for-1, but he did walk three times. So
that's a big problem. Back-to-back-to-back pinch hitters. I mean, you shouldn't have to use back-to-back-to-back pinch hitter. That statement alone, I can't believe I just uttered those words. You shouldn't have to do that. Your bottom of the order shouldn't be that. And one of those was the guy who was in the KBO last year, and freaking Jared Young. So I don't want to have to use back-to-back-to-back pinch hitters in the ninth inning of a game against a team under 500. That's like a testament to how bad this offense has been.
Yeah, and it's, you know, a big thing really is it continues to be this way, but it's been the runners in scoring position all season long. They end up the first half, I believe, in the bottom three or four in that category for average with runners in scoring position. On this road trip alone, the Mets go 10-for-46. With runners in scoring position. That's a 217 average, which is lower than their average has been for the year, which is quite low. They do wind up averaging four runs per game. I think a little bit of that is fool's gold just because of the 24 runs that the Mets did score this past week. 11 of them were in three innings. Those were the two comebacks that they had against the Orioles and the Royals. They scored 11 runs in those eighth innings and then the ninth inning. So it's really been the story, and all year it feels like this offense has kind of underperformed the expectations. And you look at their numbers, they're top 10 in WAR for offense, they're top 10 in weighted runs created plus, they're top 10 in homers, they're top 10 in slugging, but they're middle of the pack in runs scored, and a large part of that is because of this situational hitting. And you know, some people think that it's random. Some people think it's not a real stat at all. But at the end of the day, it is the number one thing that is holding this team back and preventing them, I think, from kind of ripping off a larger run that we were all hoping to see in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear Luis Robert. Like, you got to get serious about helping this offense and get impact players. And I think that's where we're going to find out here the next few weeks. I think they're going to make a move this week. It's not going to be a big one, but I do think they add a player here over the All-Star break. This is similar timing when they added, I believe, a Phil Maton last year. And, you know, I say they dipped their foot in last year. They made good moves that helped the team. They got to swim with the Sharks this year. They got to go deep fish hunting and get actual impact players, because I think the National League's wide open. And if you can get an arm, get a reliever, get a bat, and I know it sounds like a lot, you know, it'll really help this team get to where they need to be, because there's a lot of ifs, whats scenarios here with the current roster. But a couple of big time moves could be, you know, we've seen it before. Everyone's like, look what Kelly Johnson, Juan Uribe. They got to do better than Kelly Johnson, Juan Uribe. But those were guys that did make an impact. Now, you need bigger names, but you need impactful players. So that's where I'm looking at here. And, you know, names like a Buxton's intriguing. Now he gets hurt a lot. Cedric Mullins, I guess, is fine. But, you know, I'm looking at, like, old friend Seth Lugo as my starting pitcher, who is my number one target. You know, Red Sox now, Jarren Duran. They're buyers, and the Red Sox are right there. The Red Sox can win the American League with how they're playing right now. It sounds crazy, but the American League's wide open, and that's what's going to hurt the Mets here at this deadline. Everyone's in it, and the Orioles aren't fully out of it in the wild card race, and that's where, like, the wild card does hurt, because it allows everyone in it, and it does hurt right now. I think relievers are open. You saw they just traded Baker, so I think you can go get Gregory Soto this week and have Soto and Soto Law Firm on the Mets. But, like, in terms of a Buxton, who the Twins might not be out of it, a Duran, a Chapman, you know, a Suarez, like the Diamondbacks, maybe they get back in the picture the next couple of weeks. That might be a wait and see. But get me some big boys. Get me some big bats on the New York Mets, because they need reinforcements. And I don't want to see Stearns, you know, you can't prospect hug. This is not a year you hug prospects.
Thanks for listening to this free preview of the Just Mets podcast. If you liked what you heard and want access to full weekly episodes and additional bonus content, you can become a supporter of Just Mets on patreon.com/justmets or on justmets.net.